for you. Michael Fournier is at the controls in our studio in Washington. I'm in my studio on my farm in soaked, wet, miserable Framingham, Massachusetts. Jennifer and Kenny are both on the West Coast. Roberta is in Rhode Island. And you haven't got much better weather there than I do here in Massachusetts, right?
Oh. Right.
Of course. Listen, I would expect Roberta to be there 2 hours
Roberta
in a row.
Roberta Fasinelli is being played by Jennifer Horn. Yes,
okay,
Bob.
Great. Let's talk about the census data that has been released today. According to the new information, the white American majority will be gonzo by the year 2043. The estimates suggest that for the first time, racial and ethnic minorities, which make up about half of the under five age group in our country, will grow. And at this current growth rate, and one would wonder, as an aside, how much of this comes from illegal immigration versus that which is legal and proper. Anyway, minorities make up more than half of the children under 18 by the time we get to the year 2043.
So then they won't be minorities anymore.
No, so we'll be the minority. So, Will, you and I, let's see, we're not well represented. People could say this program does not represent America anymore.
You're right.
This is not the the Good Day program because it doesn't have a Hispanic.
You know, we're all white on this show.
We are.
We're all white.
We're all.
And we all speak English.
Yeah, right. So what will this do to the conversation? More and more Hispanic talk hosts and talk programs. We see more and more focus on television and in the media in general on, never mind what Hispanics are doing, but trying to get their vote. All the conversation about Mr. Rubio versus Mr. Cruz. Cruz is from New Jersey. Rubio's from Florida. Are they the new face of American politics? And how did this all happen? Particularly with Hispanics. How did it all happen? Duh. What do you mean, how did it all happen? It happened because they've been coming over the border. A lot of people say who live in the Southwest, and I think there's some credibility to this argument, by the way, that they were there first, and the whites came in and pushed them out, and now they're just pushing back again. Whether you like it or you don't like it, that seems to be kind of the reality.
Maybe we should
this,
give
Jennifer?
Up some casinos. That works really right. Well when we push people off their land.
Yeah.
Here's a couple of casinos. Have a ball.
Right. Hispanic. We're building three of them in Massachusetts, by the way.
Indian casinos?
Well, I'm not sure how the Indians play into this.
They do, trust me.
Yeah, probably have. All right, so what else am I missing in this data, Jennifer? Anything? Have I got it right?
No, you have it absolutely right. And more white people are dying than are being born. So eventually that means those numbers will shift and we'll be the minority and it'll be a whole different face.
And who likes it, dislikes it? Does it make a difference to you?
Well,
do you
I don't
care?
Know if it's something you like or don't like. It's just a trend.
I think there's some people that don't like it.
I think, I'm sure there's a lot of people that don't like it. And what it makes me wonder is, do stories like this make those groups, those fringe groups, say, we got to do something and start, you know, like reproduction clubs or something to try to boost the numbers?
Oh, I don't know about that.
You think?
Might be.
Bulls, you know, kind of bulk up the team a little bit.
Yeah, right, yeah. I haven't thought about it that way. Ken Ken versus Jen Jen. Kenny's in charge of social media. Facial. Facial here on 101.
Facial. It's a good day. I love mine today.
Facebook.com/Good Day Show. We posted a few things. Did you post the video of the day? We have a video of the day today that features a performance you haven't seen
that
from.
That is absolutely incredible and baffling, by the way.
Yeah. Well, Jennifer's given you a clue. I don't want to give it away. This is an excerpt from America's Got Talent, a recent episode of America's Got Talent.
I'm going to give it away. If you want to see a dude levitate, you have to go through
but it's the way he does it. It's sort of the circumstances under which he does it, Kenny. Isn't that really more to the point?
Yeah, the whole thing, you have to be patient. It takes almost 2 minutes to get there.
Yeah, you can skip ahead if you want.
You can, but
to the 1 minute mark.
It shows you some behind the scenes at this show. And before this guy went on, he sort of wandered off. They lost track of him.
Really?
They had they're doing their regional thing, kind of like American Idol does. And so they had to hold auditions off while they tracked him down, and he came out there. So everybody was a little annoyed to start with. And it's what he does to to meditate and get going was really kind of annoying, the sounds he makes, and the judges didn't like it, the audience was booing him, and then all of a sudden he's in the air, and the crowd just goes crazy.
Yeah. And then a lunk. That's a David Blaine kind of a trick. There are others who have done it. He's more probably most recently the one that was most famous for doing that. So at any rate, you can see actually how this works if you check out the video of the day. Have we posted that on Facebook? Is that something we would...
I have not posted it on Facebook yet.
Nice.
I was waiting until we talked about it.
What are we finding for people who are following us on Facebook and Twitter this morning?
We're talking about Father's Day. Lots of comments about the most important thing that your dad taught you.
Mm-hmm.
John says, to stay married. My parents' marriage wasn't the greatest, but they were committed to stay together for the good of their four sons. They were married for 50 years.
My dad didn't teach me that.
No. And I didn't learn it even. My father and mother stayed together. It was the worst possible thing they could have done.
He skipped that day.
So, right, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't learn that the first time around. But
no, I guess I didn't either, frankly. Yeah.
Lyle says he learned to treat everyone with respect, whether you like them or not. Do a job right if you expect payment.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Mm.
And Sterling says not to act or treat people like my father did. He was a jerk.
Oh, wow.
Hate to hear that.
Well, it happens. I know I've close friends who had married really bad guys, a friend who had a child the age of 23, and this girl doesn't know her father. The guy was really bad, just kind of left her. And now the family's kind of, the daughter's 26, 27 years old, and the family's trying to get back to sort of realign with her, and nobody really knew why, and so they left it to the mother to contact the former husband, and she didn't want to because... You know, she didn't really care one way or another. And then the daughter said, well, you please make the first call because the daughter hasn't talked to the father either.
On the next, Maury Povich.
Yeah, it sounds like that might be on the next, Maury Povich. Also, in the running for a good conversational focus today is a... actually, this thing's something that attracted my attention the other day, Jennifer. And I'm Brad, sort of glad you brought her back around, or Kenny did. This story about war veterans and how horribly, I say this all the time, this drives me nuts. It is so exemplary of how we run, you and I, allow these people. I mean, I don't know what else I can do other than use my bully pulpit here and get you aware of things like the red tape trauma that's keeping almost a million vets from getting what they're supposed to get. This is more than shameful. This is disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the rest of the story, Jennifer?
Well, that is the story, is that 851,000 veterans are waiting for answers on compensation claims for all kinds of things, wounds, illnesses, injuries that they incurred while they were serving the country. Two out of three of those people have been waiting for more than 125 days for an answer. These are people that are sick, that just aren't getting any treatment or any help that they need. And
they can't get jobs.
Right. Well, they're injured. I mean, these are injured people. So
a lot of people with PTSD.
Right, right.
That kind of stuff.
These are all these people. I mean, Iraq, the Afghanistan.
Imagine if you're married to somebody.
It's a disgrace.
Imagine if you're married to somebody who's going through this. What does that do to your life?
It's so frustrating. And how does it ruin, not necessarily ruin, but how does it impact your family and your kids?
In a lot of cases, it does ruin the
family. Two-thirds of the Senate and a third of the House of Representatives have signed letters to President Obama demanding improvements for this.
What is Obama doing? Nothing.
Nothing.
The usual garbage from these BSing jerks. I was reading a story about one of the veterans whose case was so mishandled, the VA at least admitted this in this particular story, which is part of what the USA Today inquiry is all about, they just failed to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
This guy filed a claim, and he just sat there and sat there and sat there and sat there. And so, and then they have, well, we're too busy. God.
Part of our contract, what really makes me angry about this is that part of our contract that we make with young men that sign up, or
and
young women.
Young
women that sign up to go into service, is that they're going to get some things in return. And one of them is health coverage. And I think the fact that for their very basic needs to not be met after they come back from war is just, it's a disgrace. And if there's, I mean, I would continue. If you ask what you can do about this, I think you need to write to your senator or to your or your representative and let them know that they need to keep screaming at President Obama to make sure that this is addressed.
And if you can't get satisfaction that way, I do have a way for you to help veterans get some kind of satisfaction as they take on the challenges that they face. They're varied. They're daunting. For veterans that need support and the government has screwed around with them, there's almost a million. You just heard the story from Jennifer. There is the Purple Heart Service Foundation. Purple Heart Service Foundation involves themselves organizationally in the mission that veterans have to get treatment, to get help, to get through the job line, the maze, the mess. So the challenge here is to keep the Purple Heart Service Foundation working to provide all these services and programs for all the veterans that go to them. And so we've asked over the last year for you to donate cars and boats and that sort of thing. Now let's make it more simple. Just text PURPLE to 20222. Donate $10 a month. $10 a month, that's $120 a year, can make a huge difference in the services that are offered to these vets. That's PURPLE, texting PURPLE to 20222, and you can call 877-743-1631 if you want to, or you can go online to purpleheartcars.org. But please, listening to that story, hearing Jennifer explain what's going on, when you try to help out a little bit, maybe you should. Well, the good thing about this is at least it's all tax deductible. So they've taken money out of your pocket supposedly to help the vets, and they aren't. So you give them money, give some money to Purple Heart Service Foundation. It's tax deductible. So in a sense, you get your money back and the vets get help. That's what's most important. PurpleHeartCars.org.
Don't let this be just another average Father's Day. Now through Sunday, Guitar Center celebrates Dad during our Not Your Average Father's Day sale with over 100 special deals throughout the store, like mic or speaker stands, your choice, buy one, get one free. An Epiphone Dreadnought acoustic guitar for just $89. A Fishman digital clip-on guitar tuner for $10. Or a five-piece electronic drum kit for only $299. Guitar Center's Not Your Average Father's Day sale ends Sunday, because Dad is much better than average.
I'm at a local golf course to talk Gold Bond Powder with the Phillips foursome. You guys look uncomfortable.
Man, it's humid.
My shirt's stuck to my back.
My feet are funky.
And I'm itchy in all the wrong places.
I've heard enough. Phillips foursome, relief starts now.
Good.
Gold Bond medicated body and foot powders are proven to relieve itch, odor, and wetness with that cooling, feel-good, refreshing kick.
Great.
Itch-free, baby.
Couldn't be happier to hear that. Gold Bond Powder. Relief starts now.
Need an excuse to give a Buffalo Wild Wings gift card? Here are a few of our favorites. Birthdays, half-birthdays, anniversaries, Labor Day, you're in Labor Day, Arbor Day, Dia de los Donuts, International Skeptics Day, Opposite Day, Dress Up Your Pet Day, Squirrel Appreciation Day, National Nothing Day, Holiday Party Day, Morning After the Holiday Party Day, Clean Your Refrigerator Day, Be Late for Something Day.
And don't forget about dads and grads. Right now, buy $30 in gift cards and get a $5 bonus. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. Valid in restaurant only for a limited time while supplies last.
Hey, new kid, you need to know something about me. I love Honeywell products. No matter what the job, they've got safety covered. Grainger is where we get it, with names you know and trust. UVEX safety glasses, Howard light hearing protection, North respiratory, Miller fall systems. Love them. Honeywell, recommended for safety, trusted by me. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Getting it done.
You're done.
Guys, into the gerundive there. It's 21 after the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program.
For
virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Now we have 23 at the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, and A.J. Hammer is here. A.J., as many of you know, is affiliated with the Headline News. He does a show called Showbiz Tonight.
I think it should be called Hammer Time, A.J.
It's Hammer Time.
No, you're not the first person to say that.
Yes, I am.
Yeah. And don't ask me if I'm wearing my hammer pants, please.
No, but I know.
Actually, we had a big debate here as to whether we should play what do you call it? Say it again.
Listen, he's like, I've heard this 74
Kansas.
Times.
Come on, Doug.
Right, yeah. I mean, any of these things. This Peter Paul and Mary, if I had a hammer, all this cornball
stuff. I wouldn't let him
stuff.
Play that, by the no. way. That was just too
See,
bad.
I get voted down on
no.
that.
Now,
so,
I'm a little disappointed. I didn't get my own montage of hammer songs.
No.
next time.
Come on. See, you guys all voted. I wanted to do this, and they all said, no, it'll embarrass him.
I didn't say it would embarrass him. I'm like, that's offensive to play if I have a hammer. Although we would love to have you all the time, AJ. You should come all the time.
And then, yeah. Well, it's really. I have to tell you, it's really cool being here, and Doug is as I hate calling myself a former radio guy, but my roots are in radio. It's where I started. It's all I really ever wanted to do from the time I was a kid. And you know, Doug, let's face it, you're one of these guys. You've been at it for a long time, man, and it's great to finally be on your show. And
I don't underscore that too much, there, AJ.
I don't have any montages prepared, though. I'm sorry.
Well, we'll work on that. Meanwhile,
next time
you're co-hosting the daytime Emmy Awards on Sunday on Headline News. What do we expect that's different? Is there anything we get these things? I mean, people pay attention to the daytime shows. The only thing that really changes are the programs themselves. And you always wonder if somebody's going to be embarrassed, like Katie Couric. Is she going to get an award and then her show goes away?
Well, that you never know about. It is interesting that her talk show in its first year on the air did get a Daytime Emmy nomination, which is actually a pretty big deal, and it doesn't happen all the time. So, yes, certainly you never know what's going to happen, but the cool thing is the Daytime Emmys celebrates all of the daytime stars. It used to be, I think people used to think of it as a sort of a soap opera award show.
Sure.
It's really not that, although, of course, we love our stories, so the soap stars will be there in full force, and, there are not a lot of them left, so we do celebrate the world of the daytime drama, but, your talk shows, your morning shows, even the songs. Did you know that there are daytime Emmy-nominated songs this year? And in fact, my colleague Robin Mead from HLN, who hosts our morning show, is going to be up on stage performing those songs.
Really?
Yeah, and it's actually going to be a really cool award show this year. We're trying something different. I think it's going to work. I love the idea of it because I don't know about you, but I'm pretty tired of the staid and boring formula of award shows that we're seeing all the time.
Here she comes, Miss America.
That's on this weekend, by the way.
Trust me, there will be no bikinis involved.
No.
But we do have a little talk show set that we're putting up on the stage. And after, let's say, the winner of the Outstanding Male Drama Award, he gets up, he'll accept his award and say his thank yous, but then he'll have to come over and sit down in our little talk show set and speak
cool.
with me or Sam Champion, who's co-hosting, or another, maybe one of the ladies from the talk. Maybe it'll be Sharon Osbourne interviewing him up there and talk about, what it's like to win. So we'll see. I love it in theory. It seems like it'll be a great way to shake it up.
All right, what's going on with AJ in terms of, you said you gave us a little backgrounder in terms of the radio world is where you get started. Like a lot of people, I look at you and I see an actor there, and I see somebody. When I first looked at your picture, I thought, because I remember watching on television, and I think the picture looked like you. And then immediately when you described yourself, I was thinking about Ryan and how he did the same sort of thing.
What Doug is saying is you're hot, AJ.
Are you? Well, I'm not going to say that, but are you? What is it? You're a kid. What are you aiming for?
What am I aiming for? First of all, I'm hardly a kid, and I appreciate your saying
that. Yeah, you're a kid.
It's the makeup. But, you mentioned Ryan. Ryan and I came up sort of, from the same school and really on the same path. We were geeky kids with radio stations in our bedrooms when we were little. I just happened to grow up in the New York City area, and by the time I was 15, just to prove what a kid I am not, Doug, and you'll appreciate this, I was working at WNBC Radio, my first job in my life.
WNBC.
When I was 15 years old.
God love you.
That radio station hasn't existed for an awfully long time, but that's, that's where my roots are, and radio was my first love, and I did it for the longest time, and I was so fortunate to have good success.
All right, so this is a test. Were you this? Now I'll know how old you are. Were you there when Dick Summer was there?
I wasn't at NBC when Dick was there. Now we're getting a little too inside baseball, Dick Summer people can relate to this. If you've ever heard the Laughing Cow commercials, he's the guy who goes Mini Bond Bill, Mini Baby Bill,
right.
Even Gouda at your grocer's freezer.
Pretty good.
Dick and I actually worked together. He was the overnight guy at the radio station.
Yes, he was.
Where I produced a morning show back in the '80s, and I'd come in and there was Dick Summer sitting there.
I actually remember, this is like really way inside baseball. I met you. I came upstairs with Dick Clark one early morning before I went on the air. I came up to see Dick Summer, who was interviewing Dick Clark, and Dick Clark and I went up on the elevator together, and we were wandering around waiting for him to go in, and this little kid was running around putting together pieces of the morning show. That was you.
Could have been. I wasn't there when Dick Clark was ever there. I met him much later when I was at VH1, but it's possible. My main job was really fetching coffee and hunting.
Well, but look at where it got you. Now you're the host, the co-host of this year's Daytime Emmy Awards, Sunday the 16th on HLN at 9 o'clock. A lot of things that will probably be fresh and new there, including you. AJ, nice to have you here. And continued success.
Great to hear, guys. I really appreciate the opportunity.
We're happy to have you. Join us anytime. Give us a buzz anytime. We're happy to put you on. AJ Hammer from HLN.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Come to Burnsville, Minnesota to attend the Healthy Body 13 Conference.
2 days only.
Friday, June 21st at 6 p.m. for the opportunity meeting. And Saturday, June 22nd at 9 a.m. for training by Tom Chenault. Learn about Dr. Joel Wallach, the man who took on the FDA 8 times and won on all counts. For details, call 651-695-7750. That's 651-695-7750. Or visit HealthyBody13.com. HealthyBody13.com. Income at home with nutrition done right. Don't miss it.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Now 33 after the hour, today's Doug Steffen Good Day program brought to you by a grant from the United States Constitution, which allows us to
speak the letter Z.
Freely. Why necessarily the letter Z? Are you trying to promote Brad Pitt's new World War Z?
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
The zombie, isn't that out
Ooh,
this week? When is that?
They should pay me for this.
When is that?
That's out this week, I think.
That was this week, yeah.
Ooh, love zombies.
Chuck Curry will be here later this hour to tell us about it.
Yes. Jennifer's trying to sound like a pukey announcer.
I don't know why I came up with the letter Z, but Z was very underrepresented on Sesame Street because
really?
Not a lot of things started with the letter Z.
Uh-huh. Zorro. Into the night. I've been singing way, I don't know whether it's way too much. I just found myself wanting to sing.
Maybe you're just so happy.
Either that or I'm trying to make myself happy, one or the other. The fact that Sunday
and you're
is
singing
fun,
definitely.
I'm going to tell your father on you. Jennifer and Roberta and Kenny are here. Richie's having his,
the tube
is stuck in his chest today, so he starts his treatment. Father's Day is Sunday, and we've been sort of working around all the different things that are cool about your father. A lot of comments at facebook.com/goodday and at the Twitter site at Good Day Show. What did your father teach you? And the, I suppose, standby question is, what does your dad mean to you? Here's a host that I'm familiar with named Joe Galuski, who talked to etiquette expert Colleen Rickenbacker about why we spend so much more time for mother than we do for father.
I don't know if that's true.
We will be spending on average about $120 for dad on Father's Day. How much did we spend on average for mother on Mother's Day? $170.
Wow.
Now, don't get me wrong. A mother is worth her weight in gold. But come on, you got to try to even this out here. Why do we spend 50% more on mom than we do on dad, Colleen?
Well, there's a lot of different reasons. Me has a lot to do with it. And the time of the year actually has a little play in it also. And moms kind of get us right when we're still in school. So when the kids are in school, younger kids, and the teachers keep talking about it, and even the media, when it was coming up to Mother's Day, almost every day I was getting, buy flowers for your mother, buy this for your mother, buy that for your mother. Now we're coming into Father's Day. I'm getting it on my internet. I'm getting it on TV, but about 1 to 4 amount of times that you're getting it. And so just the whole media, the way they come about it. It's also the time of the year. May is more as a start of spring. June is a start more of you consider it summer. Spring is when people are coming out of the cold weather. All of a sudden, they're pushing all these beautiful brunches and flowers. Men enjoy a cookout more so than flowers and brunch. So there's a lot of play that comes into it that way. Plus, a man will say, oh, I don't care. You know, I don't need anything. I'd rather have a, you know, let's just grill out. Let's just cook out. I'd rather have a steak. Or a woman loves to get maybe away from the kitchen. So there's a lot of different play. And it's just easy to take a mother out and let's just go out and have a nice little brunch.
So it's not necessarily not necessarily that dad is not getting his due, right? I mean, it's just
either. Oh, no. Absolutely not.
I guess a lot of dads would. I guess a lot of dads would just like to be able to watch the entire U.S. Open golf tournament on Sunday for 7 hours.
That's what their choice would be, and they were. I mean, a lot of different, you know, different tallies were made. And if you asked a man would much rather sit at home, be surrounded by his family, or just have a nice relaxing day, like you said, in front of the TV, and just put his feet up and relax. If you ask a woman, they much rather they love the brunches, they love going out, they love having a day out with their family in a restaurant. And when people take a whole family out, that's where you get your $170, as opposed to maybe just buying your dad a gift and sitting at home.
888-302-3684. If you could have an extra father, who would you choose? Jennifer would choose me.
Yes.
All right. Kenny, who would you choose as an extra father?
Oh, I can't. I can't
a bonus
even
dad.
Think of.
Yeah.
I can't even think of anybody.
Yeah. Bill Cosby.
Yeah?
Hmm.
What about you, Roberta?
Keith Richards.
Okay. Why would I not
be... He'd be a really cool dad, I think.
Keith Richards.
Yeah, when he falls out of the tree at your party.
Yep.
Okay, well, if you're going to do that, then I'll take Ringo.
Really?
Yeah, I would take Ringo.
He's the angriest Beatle, though. Well,
Ringo? Hey, what are you talking about?
Ringo's the kind of angry dude.
No,
not at all.
No.
Why did he insist that he wouldn't perform on a show because they were going to, you know, cut his song by 30 seconds or something?
That was a long time ago. He has artistic.
Still counts.
He has an artistic flair that he wants to make sure gets into his.
And that wasn't angry. The song was a story song. There wasn't anywhere he could cut it.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Age
Thank
of
you
black,
for remembering
baby.
That. Yeah. All right, so that this is a great exercise. The reason that I throw some of these things out is because I want you to think about this. I thought about it, and immediately Sam Mayo came to mind because he was like my second father. He's the man who taught me sensitivity with regard to the cows. He was more of an influence on me than any other man in terms of my values. Certainly, I picked up a lot of stuff from my father just by observation, because you do that. You are going to pick up what's in your environment. But Sam was a man that made nothing but sense to me. The way he lived his life, the way he treated people, the way he took care of his animals, he was just the man. And that's, I mean, as corny as that sounds, I guess I'm sitting here wondering what my two children would say to that. If I asked Brendan or Megan, who would be their extra dad?
Brendan would probably take your dad because he loved
Brendan
him so much.
Would take my father. I think you're right about that, Jennifer. My father and Brendan were much closer than I was to my father, in fact. I had tremendous influence on my son. And I'm now thinking about Megan. and who influenced. It may be that Tony's second husband influenced her a lot when she was younger until she couldn't stand him, then they fought all the time. But he encouraged her a lot to follow the things that she has pursued academically and then in her career. But there are probably a couple of other people that might be in there. I think it's a good exercise. I think you put your mind back there.
I think we should play favorite TV dad, too, if you could pick a TV dad.
A favorite TV dad?
Mm-hmm.
Roger's listening to us on K57 in Guam. Good evening, Roger.
Half a day.
Half a day to you, sir. Who would you pick as a TV dad? Jennifer wants to know who your favorite TV dad would be, might be, or is.
Oh, boy, TV dad. Well, I wasn't ready for that one. Actually, I had a quote my father had said to me that I...
Sorry, you can use your head. You don't have to rehearse for this, Roger. It's okay.
I don't. But there is a quote that my father told me, and I use it for my boys, and I think it's a valuable lesson about self-worth. He never said much. My dad was the kind of guy who worked 8 days a week, 25 hours a day. But he told me once, don't ever be judged by on the walls of your house, but on the walls of your heart.
What a great saying.
That's very nice.
That's wonderful. That would almost bring a tear to my eye because so many things are etched in our hearts. And whether you think about them or not, what words did your father say? Did your mother say? Someone you respected? Someone you loved? What words are etched in their hearts or your heart forever? I think that's so. That's a great contribution, Roger. Thank you for making.
Thank you.
Yeah, happy Father's Day. 888-302-3684. So again, food for thought. I have in my mind this situation with Katie Sackhoff. Now I don't know much about her, Jennifer. You'd be the one. She was in Battlestar Galactica, and apparently has created a storm of controversy because of her Twitter statements about gun safety.
Yeah,
what's the runaround?
Well, it's so silly. This lady had about 200,000 Twitter followers because Battlestar Galactica. Even though I'm not sure who she is.
Is that the one that Jerry Dora was in?
Yes, I do think so. But that show has a lot of, you know, real hardcore loyal fans.
Yeah,
so she has a couple hundred thousand Twitter followers.
Mm-hmm.
She goes out and just tweets this simple message urging people to practice gun safety. She said, quote, please practice gun safety. This is horrible. This is in response to a father who accidentally killed his four-year-old. A four-year-old who accidentally killed his father with a loaded gun.
Yeah.
Please practice gun safety. This is horrible. In response to that story. She was unfriended, I guess, on Twitter by half of her followers because she urged people to practice gun safety.
Yeah, what happens to my followers after I say some of the stuff that I say?
Well, Kenny, that's just a given. We actually account for those that we're going to lose.
Good. That's good to know, Jennifer.
But she had a lot of people that were just blowing up her Twitter account advocating gun control instead of gun safety. And so they went after her for just saying, hey, guys, be careful.
Frustrating.
And people were saying, here's a radical idea. How about no gun? And so she responded saying, this is never going to happen in the U.S. Proper gun safety is a necessity. And she's right. You're never going to take away every gun from every person.
Nobody, no one in their right mind wants to, understands what the reality is,
but
to have that much vitriol.
People were going crazy on her, and they were saying that she was advocating for automatic guns, and she cleared it up, saying, I never said automatic guns should be legal. So a lot of flack that she got. It cost her 100,000 Twitter followers.
Wow. Isn't that amazing?
She's very funny, though. Her last tweet, this was earlier in the week. This was Monday when all this went down. Her last tweet on Monday said, on a lighter note, since I've lost half my followers due to talking about gun safety, the sun is shining and happy Monday. Love your neighbor today.
Happy Monday, happy Tuesday, happy Wednesday, happy Thursday, happy Friday. We can make it a good day. This is Doug's Good Day program with a focus now on problems that you may have that could lead you to have heart disease or heart attacks or strokes. I have involved myself in many natural remedies over the years, and the fact that Dave McMahon came to Dr. Ken Kronhaus and me to discuss Cardiol almost 2 years ago on the air, and he's been on the air ever since talking about these studies that show using Cardiol decreases by 20% the LDL, it's bad cholesterol, and bad triglycerides in your body in 30 days. That's why Cardiol Cardiol is available for a free 30-day trial because the people at Solana Health, McMahon and his bunch, they want you to see how this will work. Get a tester. They offer tester kits, too, very inexpensively. You can go on the program and do what I did. You test at the beginning, test at the end, see what's happened. You need to have blood work done every year as a matter of course anyway. I highly recommend an annual physical. Everybody here gets one, right? Kenny, you got an annual physical? Maybe not.
Yes, I do. Right. Yes, I do.
Okay. The role of Jennifer Horn.
Jennifer, you have a physical every year, right?
I do, yes.
And Roberta, I know you
do. Absolutely. Oh, yeah.
Yep. And that's one of the things I've forgotten. I think I had Richie start this a while ago, and I'm beginning to wonder when the last time was he did have a physical, because this mass that he has in his chest should have been picked up a while ago. At any rate, the point of the discussion about Cardiol is you can get a free 30-day trial of Cardiol, pay shipping and handling by dialing 888-809-6424. But in the best tradition of those great infomercials on TV, but wait!
There's more.
There is more. The impressive stats on CoQ10 and how this high-absorbing CoQ10 helps you. It absorbs a lot of the things in the bloodstream that are not good for you. And now the folks at Solana Health have come out with CoQSol, which is a better-than-ever, like three times better than the standard CoQ10. So you should be taking both of these. And to help you make up your mind about using them, the folks at Solana Health also offering a 30-day free trial on CoQSol. So here's the deal. You call 888-809-6424, and whenever I say free, you should pick up the phone no matter what it is, free, whatever, like Roberta does in the Queen of Sheep. It's free. Call up and get it. Why not? You got nothing to lose. So a 30-day trial of CoQSol, 30-day trial of Cardiol, and you pay shipping and handling for each, and that's it. 888-809-6424. No strings attached, no auto billing, none of that stuff. Call 888-809-6424 or online at Cardiol, CARDIOL.net /Doug, DOUG.
Kids, listen up. I think Mom can read our minds.
Okay, how do you know?
She got me exactly what I wanted for Father's Day. That's how I know. A pair of Adidas and a sweet Timex watch.
Maybe she just went to Kohl's.
Yeah, or maybe she can scan our brainwaves.
I wonder if she knows about the time you gave us ice cream. For breakfast.
Don't even think it!
This Father's Day, come to Kohl's. It's the only place that has the gifts he really wants, plus the savings on top of savings that you really love. Kohl's Celebrate Dad Weekend Sale is this Friday through Sunday. Kohl's, expect great things.
This Father's Day, Nook makes it easy to find the perfect gift for Dad. The all-new Nook HD Plus tablet, just $149. This week only, save $120. Nook HD Plus is everything Dad wants in a tablet. Ultralight with a 9-inch display, perfect for books, magazines, movies, and TV shows. And now with over 700,000 Android apps and games. Hurry to Barnes & Noble for the best gift for Dad. Nook HD Plus, just $149. An incredible savings of $120. This week only. Android is a trademark of Google, Inc.
When our veterans return home, the challenges they face vary. With family and friends to support them, some make the transition pretty easily, but for some, the challenges are daunting. For those veterans that need support, there is the Purple Heart Service Foundation. Without their involvement and strong organizational mission, some veterans would slip through the cracks, and that's just not acceptable. I know my listeners support the Purple Heart Service Foundation. It's evidenced in your donations, but I'd like to challenge each of you to remember they need your support, not once, but ongoing. Be a part of helping veterans get the care they need by texting to donate. Text PURPLE to 20222 to donate $10. Just $10 can make a huge difference. Text PURPLE to 20222. Text and data rates may apply. Or you can call 877-743-1631 to donate. That's 877-743-1631. Cash or credit card donation. Donations are accepted. All donations are completely tax deductible. Or you can visit them online at purpleheartcars.org. That's purpleheartcars.org. Please donate today.
Don't let this be just another average Father's Day. Now through Sunday, Guitar Center celebrates Dad during our Not Your Average Father's Day sale with over 100 special deals throughout the store. Like mic or speaker stands, your choice, buy one, get one free. An Epiphone Dreadnought acoustic guitar for just $89. A Fishman Digital Clip-On Guitar Tuner for $10. Or a five-piece electronic drum kit for only $299. Guitar Center's Not Your Average Father's Day sale ends Sunday. Because Dad is much better than average.
All right. So the continuing controversy this week, we spent a lot of time, or the news media in general, I don't know that we spent a lot of time on it. We certainly have acknowledged the firefighting going on. They are actually making headway in Colorado. And now the sheriff there is looking for, because it's obvious that at least part of this fire, it had a start, it was man-made. So you look for the perpetrator. And let it be known that there's a reward for him. He's wanted for murder because somebody died. And I think this has happened before. I don't know whatever the outcome was. Anybody know the outcome of some of these investigations? The past
actually
fire?
In California, the station fire, which was very near my home, gosh, probably 2 years ago now. There's someone that died, and it was a man. It was a started fire, and that person was prosecuted for murder.
And found guilty?
Mm-hmm.
Really? What did they do with him?
I don't know, actually. He's in
did
jail
he go to
somewhere.
Jail?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's very appropriate under the circumstances. So that's the latest. That's sort of how that piece fits together. And we keep our fingers crossed, hope for good conditions so that they can cut this thing down, because it really is a disaster in that part of our country. 51 after the hour.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit priproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
The people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Utopiasilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
From the movie Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves, which was the number one movie during this week in 1991. That was Kevin Costner, was it not?
Mm-hmm.
With Morgan Freeman in that, if I remember correctly, Chucker?
I said that was Kevin Costner, yes. He was very good in that movie. I liked it. It's not a great film, but a lot of it works very well.
Yeah, I thought it was a good movie. In fact, there have been a lot of these movies that have focused on Robin Hood. I think the one I saw, Russell Crowe, only in the theater trailers, and there was nothing about that trailer that made me think I wanted to go see it. It looked like just another 300, everybody slashing up and cutting up, and, you know, that's like Game of Thrones, whatever. All these people.
Yeah, it's a lot darker.
Say again?
It's a lot darker.
Oh, it's darker, yes, thank you.
Movie.
That's true. All right, there's a pronouncement from our movie man, Chuck Curry, who's going to tell us about Superman, because he's seen it already. We'll get to that in a moment. First, though, let's have our contest featuring the number one movie during this week in the year 2009. So we have three clips. You'll call us at 888-302-DOUG if you know what it is. You haven't won before in Movie Moments. We'll give you a swell prize, and then you just have to hold your breath until we get it to you. That's one of the beauties of being connected here. everybody is always guessing. When will I get my prize? Well, you got to work for it first, and here's the first clue.
No, immediate. Will you stop that? Please. You're freaking me out.
I wouldn't recognize it. I wouldn't see this movie anyway, so I'm only going by what I see in front of me, what I've heard. Anybody get that from that clip, Chucker?
Nope.
No. Next clip, then, Michael.
I mean, forget about the Polish. It's the T-Rexes who are the real dummies of the world.
All right, that makes it a little better. You might confuse it with one series of movies, which it is not part of. 888-302-3684. Anybody got it yet?
Nope.
Last cut.
High on the rapids. It struck the tiny rock. That's good. And plunge them down 1,000 feet below.
All right, that was well chosen. Kenny, you think they get it from that?
I got it.
I think so.
All right, if you get it, you'll got it. Wait a minute. If you got it, you'll get it. 888-302.
You're so deep.
Thank you. 3684. Chucker has his review of Superman right after this on Good Day.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Don't let this be just another average Father's Day. Now through Sunday, Guitar Center celebrates Dad during our Not Your Average Father's Day sale with over 100 special deals throughout the store, like mic or speaker stands, your choice, buy one, get one free. An Epiphone Dreadnought acoustic guitar for just $89. AKG stereo headphones for just $19. Or a 5-piece electronic drum kit for only $299. Guitar Center's Not Your Average Father's Day sale ends Sunday, because Dad is much better than average.
Chuck Curry is a dad. We wish him a happy Father's Day. He's got a lovely daughter and a lovely wife, and one wonders how that could happen. But anyway, that's a discussion for another time. Chucky, you saw Superman. What did you think?
Generally, I like the film. It's getting a split reaction among the nation's top critics, but I think general audience is going to pretty much, I say, dig it.
Critic proof. Yeah.
Well, it needs to be more than critic proof. This needs to be have legs, because Warner Brothers has huge plans for Superman and mixing him in with the big Justice League movie. And the tone of the film fits, I would say, where Superman can fit into the Batman world. That was the one accomplishment they went for, and I think they got it. The director, Zack Snyder, writer David Goyer, and producer Chris Nolan really reinvent the wheel here, just changing the Superman mythology in a darker tone. And I think, for the most part, it worked. Henry Cavill's Superman, I thought, was very good. Kevin Costner was terrific as Jonathan Kent. Amy Adams, a solid Lois Lane. Michael Shannon, a good villain, General Zod. And Russell Crowe was a good Jor-El. Some really good dialogue scenes, a couple big emotional sequences that work. It was marred, in my opinion, by a 40-minute action sequence at the end, which went on way, way too long, just CGI overkill. So I give the film overall a 7 out of 10, and I want to see a sequel, a lot of potential here. Not a perfect film, not a great film, but I would say better than good, and overall I was satisfied. I recommend it.
Well, we figured it'll come out number one at the box office over this weekend. Fast and Furious is still in the top 5, isn't it?
It is. It's done well. Fans really like that franchise, and it's a major property for Universal.
Jeff, are you planning to see Superman this weekend?
Who, me? No.
Yeah. Yes, you. You're not. Are you interested in seeing
it? No, I'm not planning on it this weekend. I got 8 children at home. I'm busy.
All right. So what's the name of the movie in the contest?
It is Land of the Lost with Will Ferrell.
That's it. Land of the Lost, number one movie during this week in 2009. You get our swell prize for Father's Day. Hold on just a second. Thank you very much.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before markets, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for Life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.